A plan to bring three low-rise apartment buildings to Collingwood's northwest end came before committee this week. However, even if it's approved by council next week, it would still likely take until 2025 before it would be move-in ready. SkyDev Developments, the developer behind the residences of Silver Creek Development, which is planned to be built at 11403, 11453 and 11461 Highway 26, came before the Development and Operations Services Standing Committee on Monday, September 12, to ask for initial draft approval and site plan approval for the first phase of their plan. The first phase of the development would see the construction of three four-story apartment buildings, which will contain 187 apartments that will be a mixture of one, two and three-bedroom units. Surface and underground parking are also part of the plan for all three buildings. A section of the southwest corner of the lot will be gifted to the town as environmentally sensitive to be maintained by the town. The address of the potential future development is across the highway from Lighthouse Point. SkyDev is also asking for an exemption to the town's interim control bylaw for servicing of the site, which is estimated to require about 133 single-dwelling units of water for the three apartment buildings. This is precisely the kind of housing our community needs right now, so I think I speak for all of us that we're happy to see this proposal come forward, said Cown. Deb Doherty. The overall development last came before council in February. At that time, a public meeting was held as the developer was requesting to subdivide the land into five units or phases. Multiple residents of adjacent communities such as Lighthouse Point and Wildwood attended at the time to express concerns in regards to the planning of the community, such as the need for increased speed and traffic enforcement and the concern that residents in the new development would enter the existing communities to use their amenities. On Monday night, council noted many of those concerns had been addressed through the addition of an amenity building to the plan, as well as outdoor amenity spaces. One of the concerns heard was the residents of this development would be wanting to use the amenities of Lighthouse Point. I think that's no longer an issue, said Doherty. As part of Monday's request, the developer also asked to begin site works on the other four phases of land at the site, which will be the future home of condominium townhouses. The owner of the property has not yet sought site plan approval for the other phases, but says they intend to once sufficient water servicing capacity is available to support the development. Cown. Yvonne Hamlin asked how long it would take for the three apartment buildings to be constructed. Carrie Lamarkey of SkyDev said the first building would take roughly 20 months, with additional time for the amenity building. The total timeline, for all three buildings, takes us to 2025, said Lamarkey. The committee voted unanimously in favor of recommending approval and granting an exemption to the control bylaw with Cown. Kathy Jeffery absent from the meeting. The matter will next be considered at the September 19 meeting of council. Update. The matter was carried by council at their September 20 meeting.